You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
That's right. A lot of that happening this weekend. Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Feel good football Friday. First time we get to see the Jets and Giants. We have replaced the helmets in front of us, at least for now, with the Giants helmet and the Jets helmet. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you can see that. We took the Mets and Yankees off just for a little bit for this feel-good football Friday, and we'll see how long. If we get a couple wins, I think they'll stay up there. If they both lose, then I think that the Mets and Yankees helmets will go back up until October.
Either that or we'll add the Met and Yankee helmet.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot of clutter.
A lot of helmets. A lot of clutter.
A lot of clutter that's going on there. But yes, so we have a very, very exciting week one, and we're going to do our picks coming up next. So I don't want to go through all the games. That's going to spoil some of that stuff. But the thing that you're most excited to see on Sunday that doesn't involve the two local teams, because we've talked so much about them, the thing you're most excited to see on Sunday that doesn't involve the two local teams. What would that be?
I think that Joe, like I said earlier this morning, I think Joe Burrow's going to throw 6,000 yards this year, and Jamar Chase is going to set the rookie, or not the rookie, the receiving amount of catches and yards records.
Okay, so the Bengals offense.
I think going crazy. I cannot wait to see the Bengals offense. The other thing on Sunday, nothing having to do with the local team. It's got to be Buffalo and Baltimore. It's got
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great one, of course. To me, I have a feeling, and I mean, I hate saying it, but I hate both these teams. I think that the Green Bay Packers and Micah Parsons and that coming out party, if he ends up playing, his back is okay. But still, I think that Green Bay is going to make a statement in week one, and I think they're going to beat the Lions pretty badly. I think that's I want to see that. Now that's one of our picks already, but whatever. So,
it's interesting. I think the Lions, have a terrific roster, a good offensive line, good defensive line, one of the most exciting running backs in the NFL, and Jahmyr Gibbs. This offensive coordinator that they have, according to John Gruden, he's a guy that's going to let it fly, hopefully they are able to pick up where they left off last year offensively. I think they will. But, these division games, as we saw last night, I think they're all going to be close.
I don't know. There's something about Detroit. I feel like they're going to have a weird season. Losing all those coaches, the way that last year was supposed to be their year. They get the bye week. They get their asses handed to them by a team that hadn't been around or relevant in a very long time.
Would you say that they're probably legitimately 10 teams that could win the Super Bowl? Or more than that?
Can't be more than that. It would definitely have to be less than that.
I mean, it's you think about it.
So, you know, the Eagles obviously are on that list. You got the Bills on that list. The Ravens are on that list.
Yeah, let me go.
You got the Kansas City Chiefs on that list. That's four.
Let me take a look here. If I go just to the NFL.
Detroit's on that list is five.
See the Super Bowl. Nah, see, I take Detroit off there.
No, they're going to be on there. They're going to be right there in the mix. The problem,
not my
opinion. Couple of these divisions have really, really tough schedules. That's the thing. And the NFC North, the AFC North, the NFC East all have really brutal schedules.
I'm going to say...
The Rams on that list?
Yes.
Playoff team last
year. Yeah, I mean, it's all contingent, obviously, if the Stafford injury isn't as bad as it looks to be.
You wouldn't put the Vikings on that list simply because you just don't know about J.J. McCarthy at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't put a team or a franchise that's never won a Super Bowl before that has question marks at the most important position.
Washington on that list?
Yes.
Okay. So we're getting up there to 10.
Yeah, but I can't, like the Lions, I just can't. I can put the Packers on that list. I can't put the Lions or Vikings on that list.
Can you put the Cowboys on that list?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Can you put the Texans on that list?
No. So how many we got? Six?
Could you put the Chargers on that list?
No.
Broncos?
Yes.
Yeah, no, we're up to about 10 now.
We're up to 10?
Yes.
I didn't agree with all of them, though. I don't have the Lions on there. You might have 10. I've got Ravens, Eagles, Bills, Chiefs, Packers, Commanders, Rams, Broncos. That's where I'm at.
What about, is there a surprise team for you? To me, it's not going to be a surprise, but I do think the Patriots are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that would not surprise me at all.
In the NFC,
mm-hmm.
How about a team like the Cardinals?
I like the way you did that. Put your hand together. How about the Cardinals? Looks like if you had a mustache, you'd be grabbing.
How about the Falcons or the Cardinals?
I'll say the Cardinals over the Falcons.
Okay.
Make it the playoffs.
Make it the playoffs. Do you think the 49ers have a bounce back season? And by the way, look who popped up on the injury list yesterday with a calf strain.
I saw Achan did of the Dolphins.
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Jeez. So you know what that means?
Achilles. Hopefully it's not that bad, and hopefully he'll be able to play.
You think one of those two guys pops their Achilles at some point this year? Devin Achan or Christian McCaffrey?
I hope not. I hope.
Calf injuries. You know, I feel like, I mean, Christian McCaffrey hasn't seen an injury report he hasn't loved. You know, he's always popping on those injury reports for something or other.
So basically, we're probably about 10. So we're thinking that there's 22 teams that don't have a chance to win the Super Bowl. Think about that for a second.
I mean, I think there's actually more. See, I think there's about 24 teams that don't have a chance. I mean, in our opinion, but yeah. I mean, that might be worse than baseball.
I mean, baseball has got a lot of teams that are really close to each other.
Yeah. I mean, I could make a case that there's more teams that could win a World Series in baseball than win the Super Bowl in the NFL. And we always talk about the parity in these leagues, right?
Yes. Do you think the Bengals can win the Super Bowl?
I do.
With a questionable defense?
Yes. I mean, it's questionable because last year was horrible. Doesn't mean that this year they can't figure it out. And remember, they're one of the few teams that could go into Kansas City and beat them.
Yes.
Joe Burrow's done that.
Well, Lou Anarumo had figured out how to slow down Patrick Mahomes.
And he's not there anymore.
He's in Indianapolis now.
Right.
I know what you're going to say here.
Could the Colts be a surprise team?
Could they make the playoffs with Daniel Jones as their quarterback?
They have
a good roster, man. They have a really good roster.
And division stinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like somebody's coming out. Well, I don't think it totally stinks because I think Houston has a terrific defense, and their big problem is that their offensive line could be a little bit shaky this year.
Do Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, and Zach Wilson, are they all on teams that have better records than the Jets? And the Giants?
That's a really, really good question. I'm going to say the Giants will have a better record. I don't know.
Than the Raiders, you were going to say?
I was going to say the Colts.
Oh, see, I think the Colts have
To me, it's not really. I know Geno is with the Giants, but he's really thought of as a Jet.
Yeah, well, a Jet draft pick.
Yeah.
I mean, so that, yeah, he's definitely more in the Jet category. But if you throw in Daniel Jones in there, is Daniel Jones of the Colts, do they have a better record than
the Giants?
The Giants.
That's the question. Giants have a much tougher schedule
and much harder division.
I think they could.
What's the over-under number for the Colts? It's got to be
probably
right
like seven and a half.
7.5?
Yes.
Come on. It's got to be 6.5 tops. Got to be. Over-under season. It can't be that high. 8 wins? You got to be absolutely killing me. The Indianapolis Colts. Here we go. Oh, my God, you're right. 7.5. But it's plus 3. No. It's not that. It's plus 140. Wow.
Yeah. Their first two games are at home versus Miami and Denver. Then go to Tennessee at the Rams. Vegas at home. Arizona at home. But again, Arizona. I think Arizona's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. Arizona's over under is 8.5 on the season. So that would indicate, yeah, man, oh, man. That would be incredible. If the teams that Zach Wilson, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, and
Daniel Jones
are all on have better records of both the Jets and the Giants.
Yeah, but, I mean, we know that 3 of the 4 are playing. Zach's probably not going to play.
Well, but he's got the most injury-prone quarterback as a starter. He's got a better chance to play than some of the others.
Did you see Tyreek Hill said this is... Well, Tyreek Hill said this, and I'm paraphrasing. Tyreek Hill said this, and Micah Parsons said this, that these are two of the best locker rooms that they've ever been in. And Micah Parsons basically said, that's because there's nothing to do in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Everybody just shows up.
Sure. No, I do think that.
Tyreek Hill all of a sudden came out and said, man, this team is really close.
Yeah,
man,
shut up.
Really close.
Yeah, well, I mean, after last year, just nonsense. The stuff he was saying. I mean, if Micah's out there practicing.
Yep.
Back looks okay.
Get a little epidural.
Throw an epidural in that bad boy and let's go. Let's play some football. We got a division game. We got to
shoot him up, Al.
We shoot him up is right. We got NFC North action, man. Can't be sitting around with your L4, L5 all left up. Let's go to Chris in Massapequa. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm watching the show all morning, and I see the bottom of the scroll on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Says Mike Tyson is fighting Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten so pathetic now, and anybody who falls for this stuff is just an idiot.
You can't tell me that you, as you know, someone who gets curious, you won't...
No, I haven't watched any of them.
Fighting
No, I haven't watched any of them. I didn't fall for the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing. I'm not falling for this. These guys...
This is a middleweight versus a heavyweight. I understand
It's a money grab is what this is. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, but it's all for fun.
Yeah, but...
You know what? Here's the thing. Gio will be able to tell Mike Tyson that to his face because he'll be in studio next Friday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
When did that happen?
I get up in his face.
I have interviewed him before.
I know, so have I.
Yeah, but
he's not promoting that when he comes in.
It's going to be like an Apollo Creed, you know, Rocky type thing when, you know, he doesn't understand what's coming at him because you're going to have Mayweather throwing jabs at him and Mike Tyson with one punch could take him out and that's it.
Yeah, you know, Chris, you're not helping here. I mean, this is what people do now.
What's he coming in to promote?
I guess it looks like he's doing a live show at 4 Hard Rock venues called Return of the Mike.
Yeah. I mean, I Mike Tyson's a very interesting person. I'm glad that he's coming in. I'll have an opportunity to interview him again. I never thought I would. But yeah, I mean, this boxing stuff is a joke. It's an absolute joke now, and it's a travesty to a once tremendous sport. And I think these guys now get together and essentially do what the WWE does. That's what I think this has turned into. It's like, we know who's going to win. We know how it's going to go. And we're each going to get paid a significant amount of money. And people are going to buy it. And the suckers out there are going to pay and fund this thing. That's what I think it is.
I do. I love me some Mike Tyson, though.
Oh, here we go.
I do.
Yeah, but you're just doing that because he's coming in. You agree with me 100% that this is a total farce.
I don't watch any of that stuff. I don't care. It's a farce. I still remember when he was...
Of course.
The absolute man. I think he's hilarious in his movies. I think he's funny in his interviews.
Yeah.
I love the guy, so I'm
sorry.
I've told
the story before. It's one of my favorite stories. Is when we had him in studio. He was in Pittsburgh promoting something. We had him in studio. And in the break, he looks up at the screen. And on the Today Show, they were conjoined twins. And he's watching it. And he goes, damn. And he looks at me, and he looks at me right in the eye. Goes, "Are they going to be stuck together forever?" I said, "Mike, I think so. I think some maybe, but these the way that they're conjoined. I don't think that they can separate them." He's like, "Damn!" He was all bummed out about it. Yeah. And I'm surprised because it's like the first time he ever saw conjoined twins, you know?
Okay.
At some point that would have come across his plate and all his travels, but...
Okay.
No.
Did you see the one conjoined twins? They just had a baby.
Yeah, I did. And I saw them, like, they had the baby in the stroller and they were walking around. Yeah. I mean, was that naturally conceived? Do we know?
That I'm not sure.
Because if that's the case, that's a bit awkward. But if it's like a turkey baster spot, you know, then it's a different situation. Like the way we had Sabrina and IVF was the next thing. That's a little different.
Because I know the one woman is married, one of the twins.
Yeah.
So the other...
Yes, Boomer?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Felt like you had to say something there.
Yeah.
Well, you decided not to.
I'm not going to say.
No, okay. Just getting ready for
I got my game time or whatever. Kickoff and everything.
Kickoff and everything. Getting ready for that.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't need to mess that up, do we?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy. What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I tell you, I will be petitioning for your next guest on Game Time to be the conjoined twins that have the baby. They are Abby and Brittany Hensel, because I'm not going to say the questions you asked me in the break, but the questions you asked were just great questions, because I really had no idea how to answer any of them. I mean, just for an example, you said if one wants to go right, the other goes left, how do you work that out? And I just basically said, like, I guess.
Well, I'm assuming they've
figured that out already.
Naturally. That's a natural thing that they would figure out.
Because that was featured in the airplane back in the day.
Yeah, but dude.
I know. Here come the twins.
Yeah, the question is, do they have the same feelings? Do they have the same pain? Do they... You know,
yeah. The one question you had though about I'm still thinking about it.
Vagina.
No.
It was not. The question. No,
not that one.
By the way, Wikipedia has a list of all their organs and how many they have,
and how each one has certain feelings that are associated.
That
with...
it doesn't say, but it. Mm. But yeah, it tells you like how many. They have, and all the organs are listed.
You want to know if they share feelings?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure they do in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, but you said if one of them passes away, does the other one pass away? And that's been blowing my mind. I mean, you can't walk around with one of them gone, dead. You know?
Yeah. It says here, each twin manages one side of their body. The sense of touch of each is restricted to her body half.
Yeah.
Cubrestuses.
Yep.
If one has a stomach ache, the other doesn't necessarily have one.
Correct. Yep.
There's two stomachs in there.
Let me see. Organ distribution.
I would think they were all a little
bit
different.
Two stomachs.
Crazy. But just two shared, arms, two legs, two stomachs.
Neural connection, though. They may have the ability to experience a shared awareness or consciousness.
Oh.
Because well, they're conjoined by the head. That's why.
That's crazy. Reading my mind.
Well, in cases where they're conjoined by the head, not all are, but when they're conjoined by the head.
Oh, yeah, not these two in particular?
That I can't speak to.
Now, these two are what?
Where are they conjoined?
I'm assuming one of them is married.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But they're both.
One of them
it's
is married.
Just a very complicated thing. I'm glad they're happy.
Yeah.
It seems like they're very happy.
And they gave a natural birth. And like one of them carried child.
Well, they both carried the child, and do they both have the pain of childbirth if they actually had
one uterus, two uterus?
Let me look on the list. It says one set of reproductive organs.
Okay, so they both carried the child.
So they,
one pelvis.
They both have the same feelings?
That I don't know about. You mean
emotional feelings, sexual feelings, could be pain.
That seems to be different because those... things live in the brain, I believe, and they have two separate brains.
Right. Eddie,
your thoughts?
Pull this microphone. Did you hear that?
I did.
Well, I think if there's two organs, then they would have independent feelings. But if they're whatever they're sharing, I got to think that they're both. Feeling it.
Okay.
Vagina.
But just one more time. This was a natural birth. That this man, the husband, it was a pregnancy and they gave birth through their own reproductive organs.
Everything was natural. Like they were having relations together. Everything was natural.
Right. Well, I mean, even more, but like the baby came out of them. That's really what I need to know. Like, this wasn't an adoption or something like that. This was their child. They birthed this child.
Yes. Why are you looking at me, man? I don't freaking know what's going on here.
Switzerland. No opinions. That's what I said.
I mean, you're looking for factual answers here. I don't know.
But the other thing, too, is you see the wedding picture. They're obviously sharing the dress together and everything else. They look both very beautiful and very happy.
Yeah. It's beautiful. How about that?
You are. CeeLo. How about that?
Works out nicely for the guy, I'm sure, you know?
In what way?
It's kind of a built-in two-on-one situation.
There's no word whether they gave birth themselves or this is a different situation. It says that they have not publicly commented on the identity of the child. People magazine has requested comment they have not given.
Okay, so we don't know. All right.
They called Michael Lombardi. He said, good luck, and slammed the phone down.
All right, so this could be like an adoption thing.
Could be a surrogate thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so we don't know yet, because that would be wild to me. That would be the thing, you know, with the only the one uterus, you know, but the two stomachs. It's crazy.
Hell of a football Friday we're having here.
Yeah. And all because a caller called up about Mike Tyson. Well, think about how we got there.
See, and in the article, it's kind of weird how they put it. After breaking their silence of viral images of the duo carrying a newborn baby.
Mm.
You got those viral images for us?
No. Well, I mean, I'm not.
I saw them, yeah.
The girls are 35 years old, by the way.
Okay. And?
So they're pulling back the curtain on their married life, is what this is saying.
Yeah, how did TLC not get all over this one? I mean, of all the shows they put on, for God's sake.
Well, they had a reality show.
Did they?
Said, yeah.
Oh, I never saw it. Okay, of course they did.
They had the joyful wedding with this guy, according to this article.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed to be very happy, giggling, really, really, you know, into this whole thing, which is great.
And the twins.
Here you go.
What was the name of the reality show? What clever name did they come up with, production guy come up with for this?
Joined for Life.
Yeah. Stuck on You.
Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And they had a TLC reality show just called Abby and Brittany.
Yeah.
All right, so they've been around for a while. I'm
like, where's TLC? Oh, we already did it.
Yeah.
Must have been terrible if I didn't see it.
I would love a long sit-down interview, like on a podcast, like a three-hour podcast.
Yeah, we got to set that up.
By the way, with Boomer asking the questions, because he had some unbelievable questions.
And Mike Tyson there, too.
Yeah.
The photos sent the internet into a frenzy with social media erupting over whether the baby belonged to the twins or Bowling, I guess, the husband.
That was sportsman.
It was right totally. 100%. The conjoined twins.
Just roll the music underneath. Yeah.
Only if they play badminton also.
Yeah, the interesting thing is Abby married Bowling in 2021. You did? So...
So what?
So her sister came along for the wedding.
Yeah. Doesn't have much of a choice.
Yeah, right.
So when they're...
I mean, this guy can't be a real guy, right? He's got to be a sick, perverted person, right? I mean, he can't just... Right?
I don't know.
He can't just be a normal person.
Check out the reality show to find out.
Well, it's amazing. Like, when you see him dancing with them in the videos from the wedding... You know, they each have their arm around him, and they're both looking up at him, and he's looking down at them. So mm-hmm. It looks like it's a normal for that situation.
Those two heads, man.
Yeah. Well, good for them. They're happy.
Yeah, no. We think.
They're happy.
Right. They were happy, though they got married. You know, everything went down to tubes. All right.
Bows the head to try and hide it.
All right, what do you got over there?
All right, brought to you by Surf Pro. Cleanup, restoration, and construction. Visit surfpro.com. Reigning Super Bowl MVP Jalen Hurts picking up where he left off in February as the 2025 NFL season opened in Philadelphia last night.
Hurts out of the shotgun. He will throw. Steps up in the pocket, looking right, nothing doing. Turning left, sliding left. Being chased, he's going to run. 10, 5, dives for the goal line. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
Oh!
What can't Jalen Hurts do tonight?
That's our guy, Jerry Recco,
yes,
from Compass Media Network. Second rushing score of the first half for Hurts. Saquon Barkley added his own late second quarter to put the Eagles ahead for good, and then it turned into a bit of a defensive struggle in the second half with that lengthy lightning delay mixed in. Eagles went on to beat the Cowboys 24-20. Some second half drops plagued CeeDee Lamb and the Dallas offense. He did finish with 7 catches for 110 yards, but was critical of himself afterwards.
God has a mysterious way of humbling folks, and I did come in with a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, but I it's a lesson well learned, and again, I deserve everything that comes with it.
And the Eagles obviously overcoming the ejection of Jalen Carter for spitting on Dak Prescott before the first play from scrimmage. Here was Chris Collinsworth bringing the heat on NBC, the TV broadcast.
Jalen Carter is one of my favorite players. I think you know that. That was one of the most ridiculous things. You just might as well have spit in the face of your entire football team, head coach, and everybody involved in the organization. If they lose this game tonight, it will be because Jalen Carter did that before he even played one snap.
Now, he did apologize after the game, and for his part, Dak took the high road as well.
Yeah, I mean, I know how excited each and every one of us are, right, to kick off the season and the season opener, and hell of a player like that doesn't even get a chance in the first play. Unfortunate circumstances.
Well, we'll see if there's
why. Dak's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
He really is.
I know you're a big Dak fan.
Yeah, huge Dak fan. And, for him to stand up there and go, hey, you know, I mean, that guy spit right on his chest.
Sure, yeah. Right on his Captain C or close to it.
Oh, man.
We'll see if there's a suspension, though. He essentially served one last night. It's the entire game.
It's probably
Carter.
Not going to be a suspension.
Yeah,
$200,000 fine or something
that. Tonight you got 8 p.m. kickoff from Brazil for the international game between the Chiefs and Chargers. Looking ahead to Sunday, beyond the locals, the Nance Romo team for CBS will handle Packers and Lions. CBS put out the big dramatic Nance-narrated season-opening montage yesterday.
I got to hear it.
That I guess we'll see on Sunday in full. Here's a little taste for you at the start.
Fate is a funny thing. It's inevitable, unchangeable, immovable. Fate lies at the end of a tunnel, and we're all just along for the ride. Unless it's not set in stone. Maybe when our dreams feel just out of reach, destiny is a blank page in an open book.
Oh, I got the chills, man. There you go.
And you can stream your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with the July juicy matchup, week one, between Pittsburgh and New York, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. I can't get this right. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah.
There you go.
And Paramount isn't English, just FYI.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, God. One more time for you. Last night in Houston, Trent Grisham blowing it open for the Yankees in their rubber game with the Astros.
Grish can pick up this run. Here's a drive deep to right, and he did more than pick up a run. That bad boy is gone. A three-run homer, Trent Grisham. And the Yankees have an 8-3 lead. Another home run for the Grish. He's got 30 of them.
Dave Sims here on The Fan. Give the Yanks the breathing room they needed into the ninth inning because the Astros would load the bases against David Bednar, but he struck out Correa and Christian Walker to end it. An 8-4 victory for the Yanks as they take the rubber game 2 out of 3 from Houston. Carlos Rodon, 6 innings, a 2-run ball to pick up the victory. And as Dave mentioned, home run number 30 for Grisham, who has certainly been hot since the start of August. Yanks back home to face the Blue Jays tonight. You got Cam Schlittler and Kevin Gausman in the opener with pregame at 6:25 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. The Mets in Cincinnati to play the first of three against the Reds. David Peterson, Andrew Abbott, the starters for a 6:40 first pitch on Mets Odyssey Radio. Looking ahead to Brandon Sproat's Major League debut as he will come up to start Sunday's series finale. And then if you want to look ahead a little beyond that, you got Jonah Tong Saturday.
Yep.
And he could potentially be lined up for a Jacob deGrom clash when the Rangers come to Citi Field.
Ooh, I wanted Nolan McClain against
Friday
Jacob
night.
DeGrom. That's what I want.
Well, who knows? Maybe it'll end up that way.
Tong DeGrom.
Tong and DeGrom next Friday night at Citi Field, perhaps.
I'm not as high on Tong as I am on McClain.
I mean, he's had one start. Can we give him another shot here?
I mean, I'm glad he did, and I'm glad that the Mets are doing this. This is what I wanted them to do.
He's not as physically imposing as McClain.
Right,
that's part of it.
Because, you know, David Stearns and Mendoza, all these guys, they see what's going on with the starting rotation. They see it. So you got to do something. You got to bring in some guys. And the nice thing is that they have these three young guys that they can turn to.
Yeah, I mean, Tong's not Little Seaver like Nolan McLean is. Not quite yet.
I never said he was Little Seaver. Never said that.
Oh, sorry, you said he was the reincarnate of Tong.
I never said that either.
All right, let's get to Moment of the Day. It's brought to you by HSS, Hospital for Special Surgery, ranked number one in orthopedics in the U.S. for 16 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Learn more at hss.edu. So the Jalen Carter ejection, certainly a storyline throughout the course of the morning as we were playing some of his post-game reaction as well as Jason Kelce's Twitter thoughts about the incident early on this morning. Here was Carter taking some accountability afterwards.
You know, it was a mistake that happened on my side. It just won't happen again. And, you know, I feel bad for just my teammates and the fans out there. You know, I'm doing it for them. You know, I'm doing it for my family also. But the fans, you know, they show the most love. You heard them out there today. You know.
So he felt bad that he not only
spit on that thing.
Wasn't able to finish the game. Oh, boy. Yeah. He waited 36 minutes and then circled back and said, this is the most wild start to an NFL season of all time. First play of the game, one player's carted off, the other's ejected. I mean, everyone knows you don't spit, you swallow, obvi.
Yeah, he had that in his drafts, I think, and then put like three more beers down in those 36 minutes, and then was like, you know what, screw it, I'm going to do the spit-swallow joke now, and I don't care.
Wow.
I think that's what happened.
I mean, I think the statute of limitations at that point has expired.
Yeah, but I mean, I can guarantee you that's what happened. You put it there, it's like, should I do it, should I not do it? Nah, put it in the drafts. And drank a couple of his garage beers that he's now got paid $200 million to promote.
Or the wife talked him out of it at first, and then she fell asleep or went to do something else, and he's like,
fire it off.
Away now.
Yeah. What's the worst that can happen with a spit swallow joke, right?
There you go.
Hawk Tua!
There you go, fellas. Moment of the day.
All right, CeeLo. Good stuff. We will see you soon, I'm sure. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you actually next segment. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, the Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. Another year, I am a back-to-back champion in the picks, going for three in a row. But if it doesn't work out for me this year, I mean, I can just refer back to the last 2 years and say, hey, it's tough to go, you know, 3 years in a row as a champion. So the pressure's really on you guys this year as I go for the three-peat. But it was a miserable year for all of us as we were all under 50% win percentage. So it's not something to really crow about. Yeah, there you go. 44-52-1 took it down
tight,
last year.
Man, I didn't realize how tight it was.
Yeah, it was tight.
You were tight.
But there's only one winner.
Yep.
And that was me. So we start off again, and CeeLo has his Jerry picks in front of him as well. You're not making your own picks, but you got Jerry's picks. Let's get it going.
All right, here we go. Game number one, out to Los Angeles, 4:25 kick. Rams hosting the Texans. Houston on the road getting 3.
I think that the Rams are a lot of people's sexy pick out there in the West, especially with Matthew Stafford coming back and just the whole Devontae Adams thing. And I love the Devontae Adams pickup, so I'm going to go with the Rams here. I'll lay the 3 points against Houston, who I do think will probably win the AFC South when it's all over said and done.
Yeah, I like the Texans this year. I like a team that was good and then had a down year that no one expected is now coming back for that third year where a lot of things are the same. Obviously, the offensive coordinator is not. I think they've got a really, really good defense. I think we're going to see a hell of a lot better C.J. Stroud this year, and it starts in week one, and who knows with Stafford. I mean, this guy's got to stay healthy for them to have a shot, and that's asking a lot for him as he is climbing up there in age. Week one, give me an upset. Give me the road team. Give me the Texans to win and cover.
Early chance for Gio to get a leg up on you guys because Jerry's with Boomer. He's got the Rams. Game number two, 4:25 on CBS. Big one between the Lions and the Packers at Lambeau Field. The Lions on the road are getting 2.5 points.
I do expect Micah Parsons to play in this game. I don't know how much he'll play, but he'll definitely play. And I think when you make a move like that, you tell the rest of the locker room that you are an all-in team and this is your year. And I think maybe, as Gio was saying before, maybe the changes in coaches or something will have an adverse effect on the Lions. And maybe their window's closing a little bit. I don't know. I still think they have one of the better rosters. I'm going to take the home team here. You got to win the home games like Philadelphia did. And I think the points lead me to believe that Green Bay can win here by a field goal.
Yeah, I think this is my favorite game of the week as far as a pick goes. Obviously, I hate both these teams, but I love the Green Bay Packers in this one. If this was 6.5, 7.5, I'd take the Green Bay Packers. This is a Packers team with continuity coming into this season, and they added Micah Parsons. Very exciting home game for them. The Lions lost a ton of coaches. Are going to be on the road. They got to figure different things out. The way their season ended last year was absolutely brutal. I think this is going to be a wake-up call, smelling salt spot for the Detroit Lions and the Packers. The Packers roll big.
Jerry disagrees. He's going Lions to wipe the stink of that home playoff loss off. He's got Detroit on the road in week number one. Game number three, the Sunday Nighter from Orchard Park. Bills and Ravens. Buffalo, a home underdog, getting 1.5.
That's amazing. These are two of the five best teams in the league, due in large part to their two quarterbacks and how spectacular players they are. I'm going to take Baltimore here. I think Baltimore is the best team in the league. I think Lamar Jackson is going to have another one of these great seasons where he's going to be right there in the conversation for MVP going all the way through week 17. The Ravens are loaded, guys. I think the Bills are probably a little not as good as they were last year, but I think the Ravens are better than they were last year, if you can believe that.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear that the Ravens have one of the best rosters in football, if not the best roster in football. And going to Buffalo, if you're going to go to Buffalo in early September. So they caught a break there. I don't know if Lamar Jackson's pissed off that he didn't win the MVP, but I can guarantee you that John Harbaugh's got that whole team pissed off that he didn't win the MVP. And that's something that he's going to take up there in this first game. And I think that the Ravens go in and win. I think it'll be a great game, but I'm thinking something like a 27-24, 31-28 Ravens victory. Hopefully it's a good one. Give me Baltimore.
All right, Jerry going against Al Dukes' hot take that it's going to be a down year for wuss boy Josh Allen and the Bills. Jerry's got Buffalo at home.
Jerry and I don't agree on a single game yet.
So far, there you go. Setting the stage early. Mm. Love it. All right, the locals now in games 4 and 5. Let's begin in Landover. Giants on the road against the Commanders getting 5.5.
Normally these games are tight and they're close and they're one score games. And I see that is happening here again with the Giants and the Commanders. The Commanders are the oldest roster in the league, but they do have one of the most electrifying quarterbacks in the league. And I think one of the reasons that the Giants did what they did on defense was to try to stop some of these running quarterbacks from killing them. And I do think that Russell Wilson will stabilize things. I'm not saying the Giants will win, but I think they'll stay close enough and they'll cover the 5.5 points.
Yeah, 5.5 is a lot for me in this game. I mean, if it were 3.5, even 4, I'd take it. 5.5. Commanders are going to win the game. The Giants are not going to win this game. The Giants are going to go 0-2 to start the season, but I will take the Giants to cover the 5.5. It'll be 21-17. 21-17 will be the score of this game.
All right, Jerry likes the Giants with the points as well. Lastly, game number 5, the big Aaron Rodgers return to MetLife Stadium. The Pittsburgh Steelers come calling as a 2.5-point road favorite against Aaron Glenn's Jets.
So you got a rookie head coach, rookie offensive coordinator going against a experienced quarterback, experienced coordinator, experienced head coach, a defense that's going to be a top 5 defense in football. And obviously a quarterback that has a lot to prove on his shoulders, and that is Aaron Rodgers. I will take the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I will lay the 2.5 points.
I think that Mike Tomlin's going to have his first losing season. I think that they are clearly not going to make the playoffs if they have a losing season. But there's no way in hell they're losing to the Jets week one. I mean, give me a break. The Jets are just the worst. This offense is going to be so disgusting that we're going to be taking calls 4 straight hours about how they might get 3 first downs the entire game. Give me the Steelers in this one. No brainer.
You guys are lockstep. Jerry's got the Steelers as well. By the way, bad job by me. I forgot. You nailed the score prediction last night, correct?
I did, yes.
For the season opener. So good
Thank
job
you very
out of
much.
You there.
Appreciate it.
Very nice.
Bang. Great
Bang.
Start for the Boom.
On the nuts, as they say.
On the nuts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.